Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our reading for today is from Paul's letter to the Colossians in chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. These are God's words. Please be seated. Dear students, staff, and guests here today, everyone at Bethany has goals. It's pretty obvious the soccer team better have goals. They're not going to have a game. But everyone has goals, in other words, objectives. Even say choir or band. Your goal is to learn a certain amount of songs so that you're ready for the next concerts. All students at Bethany come here with a goal. You want to graduate. You want to have skills for your future job. And some also come along, perhaps hoping to find a future Christian spouse. But along with all of those goals, there is an even greater one. And that is God's goal that he wants for all people. The Apostle Paul wrote about that in our lesson. He said, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. The Apostle Paul is encouraging us to keep looking at God's goal. Now, God's goal is not hard to find. He's given us his word. The Bible states that he wants all people to be in heaven with him. Yet, of course, we need to make sure that his goal does not get replaced, whether by the power of sin or just other activities that happen in life. Because our world is so corrupted by sin, many people think that God's goal is just too good to be true. So I want to just give you an illustration to think about this. One day you get a letter in the mail. It's from a lawyer in Washington State. And it says that you have an inherited, because your great aunt and uncle died out there, that you've inherited a $7 million mansion. And you're going, it's a hoax. There's no way this is true. What you check it out, and you find out it is true. So you decide you're going to get your old car, and you're going to take a trip to Washington State to claim your inheritance. But it's a long drive, and there's beautiful things to see along the way, and it gets kind of tiring to drive by yourself, so you stop many places along the way, and one place you stop at, the people are so friendly, you stay longer and longer, and eventually you just stay. You never get to Washington. You never get your inheritance. Can you imagine someone missing out on that? Because they stopped and were distracted by other things along the way. Well, too many people, of course, are missing out on a heavenly mansion. They don't hear God's word, and without it, they're missing the Holy Spirit and his influence to give them faith so that they value God's goal. We might be also tempted at times to substitute other things for God's word as our guide. It happened to King Solomon, one of the greatest kings of Israel, the richest, the most wise in all the time of the history of Israel. And yet he let the influence of his unbelieving wives affect his view of the goal. He became an unbeliever. He ruined his life, he ruined his nation and his family. How can we stay focused on the goal? The Apostle Paul continued in our verses, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. We cannot be complacent about holding on to Christ. Without his power, we would never be able to stand against the powerful influences of sin in this world. We need an ongoing connection to God's word so that we keep our faith Christ-focused. You know, there was a time when the Apostle Paul thought that he was spiritual, and yet he didn't know Christ. But after he came to faith, this is what he wrote to the Philippians: "Not that I have already reached the goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. There is one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind and straining toward the things that are ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize in Christ Jesus." God had a perfect plan to get his goal of inheritance to us. He sent his eternal Son into this world to become a human being, to save humanity. He had his Son live a life so perfectly that he amassed a fortune, so to speak, that was great enough for everyone in the world to have a mansion in heaven. And Jesus also died to take away every wrong that would keep us out of heaven. Through faith in Christ's saving work, we realize that nothing can separate us from the love of God once we are in heaven. With Christ, we can receive also much more along with the goal of heaven. Our consciences don't need to be burdened anymore from the mistakes that we've made in the past. God promised there's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Through faith, we also have a spiritual life, a new spiritual life, so that we don't have to be enslaved to sin. Now we can freely serve our God in faith and hope and love that brings positive blessings to the people around us. And we can live with confidence in Christ. Just think of it. At his weakest moment, just before he died on the cross and at his death, it says that he was at his lowest point, he was able to save us. But now Christ is risen, and he's ascended to heaven, and he's ruling over all things for us so that we can reach that goal that he won for us. The Bible states, "Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author of our faith and the one who brings it to its goal. In view of the joy set before him, he endured the cross and has taken his seat at the right hand of God's throne." And Paul continues in our verses, "When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Right now, that inheritance is more like having it on a piece of paper. We're not living in the mansion. We're not living in heaven. We know we have a ways to go. And it doesn't appear to the world that we look any different. We look pretty much ordinary. We may not have super blessings just because we're believers. So right now, by faith, we take God at his word regarding what we will receive. Again, the Apostle Paul wrote the Philippians, "Our citizenship is in heaven, and we are eagerly waiting for a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies so they will be like his glorious body." Well, in the future, I wish you well if you ever get a letter from a lawyer out west that says you're inheriting $7 million mansion. And I hope certainly that you take them up on the offer if it's true. But as Christians, we have a better offer: to inherit eternal life with our loving God. And through God's word, we will keep focused on Jesus, who will help us reach our goal. Amen. Please stand for prayer. Lord God, you have revealed in your word the greatest gift that Christ has won for us. Help us always to believe your promise, and live with joyful confidence of reaching the goal of eternal life with you in Christ. Amen. And now the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.